Live from our KGGF studios here on this Monday morning in the 8 o'clock hour, it is time for Let's Talk Real Estate in Southeast Kansas. I'm Sam Speck alongside our host, Jessica Hensley. Jessica, welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you have a good weekend?
Glad to be back. Yes, we did.
Oh, great stuff. Glad you had a good weekend. We have a winner of last week's trivia question I know that we would like to get to.
Well, first of all, this is Let's Talk Real Estate in Southeast Kansas, and I am Jessica Hensley, your host. I'm the broker owner of Heritage Homes, Keller Williams Hometown Partners here in Coffeyville and in Independence. You can connect with us by going to our website at sekhhr.com or calling my office at 620-688-6039. So this segment, it's all about keeping you up to date on what's going on in our unique real estate markets. We're going to discuss trends and give you the reports every week. But yeah, last week's trivia question was, Coffeyville was founded by... Coffeyville was named by a coin toss. Yes, named by a coin toss. So a lot of people, I don't know if they knew that. But we did have a winner, Nick Elder, answer correct on our Facebook page. So they can also go and watch our Facebook live show if they go to Jessica Hensley, Keller Williams Hometown Partners, and they can find us on Facebook.
Great.
So Coffeyville, the answer to the question was Blanton. So Captain Blanton was the other option.
Oh, would they have gone like Blantonville instead of Coffeyville?
I don't know if it was Blantonville or just Blanton. Yeah, that was the other, other founder of Coffeyville. There was James Coffey and then Captain Blanton. So it was named by a coin toss, and Coffey won.
There you go. Yeah, and a good winner to go to as well. Nick Elder is one of our great open line listeners. So
he
loves listening to it. He loves being a part of it, and I'm sure he was all over that trivia. So good stuff there with a good winner. So it looks, I know we've got another question for our listeners out there, though.
Yes. So today's question, since it's President's Day, we thought we'd do something patriotic, and I even taught you something you didn't know this about our community. So a Cherryville High School student in 1890 submitted a composition for the contest, The Flag and the Public School. He submitted this to the Youth Companion magazine. Just a few years later, this would become our National Pledge of Allegiance. What was the name of the student?
All right. Yeah. No, it was, it kind of took me by surprise when you said, because I know there's obviously controversy behind it with it, but when it comes down to it, Cherryville native. I had no idea that it would be here from Southeast Kansas. And something, again, you look at those two things like the national anthem, that's at every game, the Pledge of Allegiance. I did that every morning in school, and something that's lasted for 100 years came from, over 100 years, came from somewhere here in the SEK. So
pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. Very special with that.
And also, we do have a guest with us today.
We
have Damon Eck with us, with Eck Heaton Air.
Hello, everybody.
Well, good morning, Damon. Glad to have you in here, and we'll dive into your head as well of some questions I'm sure Jessica likes to ask when
the
people want to buy and get into that, and want to look deeper into their house as well and kind of break it down, because some people think they're professionals, but in reality, let's actually call in the true professionals when it comes to checking some things out. So,
yeah.
Jessica, did you want to go over straight to those questions, or did you kind of want to,
Well, let's go ahead and do the market update.
Perfect.
So in the last week, we've had 20 new properties hit the market, and this is in the entire MLS, not just in Montgomery County. 14 properties went under contract and 12 properties sold. But I was also looking just year to date to compare year over year trends, and we had January 1st through today, we have sold 96 properties, averaging 108,000. Days on the market, 126. Compare that with a year ago, this same time last year, we sold 121 properties, averaging 86,000 and 119 days on the market. So the number of units sold is down 21%, but the average sales price is up. And I'm speculating that that's probably because we had quite a bit of land sell in January, which was, higher dollar amount. So that probably brought our average up. And it's showing that this year we have about 7 days longer on the market.
Gotcha. So it kind of seems, instead of more just solely residential, but it's land and kind of acreage behind
everything.
It as well.
Okay. Yeah, commercial, multifamily, that's everything. Another reason I think that the units are down is because of this government shutdown, probably. We've had a few people that had to delay their closings, or maybe they didn't want to apply right away because, you know, they're getting the USDA Rural Development Loan, an FHA loan. It's amazing how many loans are really tied to the government and how it affects our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, it's crazy how much is already tied to it, let alone just federal loans and things like that, how much is tied to the government in general. So, okay, so good. Always got to love a little bit of a market update. We'll get that week in, week out with that. And I think maybe the next thing to go from there is either the tip of the day or maybe the question of the day is, do you have to have a down payment when it comes to bringing your offer to, you know, a real estate agent or you know, kind of getting into the aspect of buying a new home? Is do you have to have a down payment for a home?
Well, a lot of people think that you do. A lot of people kind of still think of the old school where you had to have 20% down to purchase, and maybe that would be the better way to go, honestly. But like I said, the government is involved in a lot of our loan programs, and because of that, they've made it to where you can get a loan for nothing down, actually. In our area, because of the population, it actually does qualify for a rural development loan, and that's 100% loan. So all you have to come up with is your closing costs, and even in that instance, the seller can pay for your closing costs sometimes. So you really don't have to have a down payment. There's also FHA loans, and those require only 3.5% down. A lot of the conventional loans will go up to 3% down, depending on your credit score. So really, it doesn't take that much money to get in a property nowadays. And, you know, a lot of times it's actually cheaper than renting, depending on, you know, what price point you're in. You can get a better house, nicer house that you have more control over purchasing. Yeah. So,
well, and you had mentioned too, kind of, you said 20% might be the right way to go down to with it. Is that something you suggest is to, I mean, obviously if the cards aren't right, then you can't put 20% down, then you find a different outlet. But would that be something you suggest is to put the 20% down?
If you're capable of doing that, I think that it would be the better way to go because you're going to start out with equity. You know, In our market, you don't see the surge of equity or the rise of prices very quickly. You really need to be in your house for at least 5 years, unless you want to take a loss, or you should be prepared to take some sort of a loss if you're going to sell it sooner than that. Yeah. Or maybe you've done significant improvements, and in that case, you might be able to walk away. But I've had people, you know, try to sell their beautiful home, you know, $200,000 house, only living in it for a year or two, and then are frustrated when they can't sell it for more. And it's just, that's just not our market.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, there's some ways to go around just the 20% down payment on a home. Now, we had mentioned the market kind of maybe an increase in land. Does that apply to the same thing with the down payment for land?
Well, you know, for years, you really had to have 20% down for land, but there's some programs out there like the Farm Service Agency, the FSA loans, that you can get virtually 100% loan on land. So they split it up. Part of it's with the FSA, part of it's with a bank. And in some cases, you can do all of it with FSA. So it really just kind of depends. I know we just bought some land this way. And I know a lot of people that have right now in Montgomery County that are using this program. So it's pretty neat. If you thought about buying land, it's a lot of paperwork and it's a long process, but it makes it a little bit easier to get that land.
Well, easier, and it, you know, it doesn't scare people away. I feel like that's always the one thing that kind of scares people away from making purchases or starting the process of purchasing property or something like that, is that upfront cost. You know, how am I going to get over this first hill in order to get into a home or get myself some acreage, whatever it may be. And so there are ways around it, and it's just good to get your information. Again, talk to, you know, individuals like Jessica Hensley or listening to programs like this, things like that. So, you know, you just got to get all of the information and then to try and figure it out, because obviously, you know, it's good to put the 20% down, but it's not strict anymore. Yeah, exactly. So with that, we do have a guest in studio with us here today. As Jessica, what would be your tip of the day for all of our listeners out there?
So Damon and I were talking earlier. The tip is actually going to be not just to hire it's important to get a home inspection. Mm-hmm. And majority of people in our area do use a general home inspection, I guess you would call it. Go ahead.
That's true. It's easier and cheaper to hire one guy to inspect everything in your potential new home. But my tip to potential home buyers here in Southeast Kansas is to hire the individual tradesman to do the inspections. Hire an electrician to do the electrical, a plumber to do the plumbing, a carpenter to do the structure, and of course hire me, Damien, at Eck Heat and Air in Deering, Kansas, to do the heating and air inspection. We'd be more than happy to help you. Our phone number is 620-948-6250.
So, well, Damien, when did you start your business there?
Oh, we started in 1995. I'm the original incorporator. I've lived in the area since 92, so I guess I call this place home. I came from a little town in a faraway place called LeBec County, Oswego, Kansas. A few people may have heard of it.
I just put a house under contract there.
Really?
Yep. It was only on the market like 2 days, and we had two offers.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah, we offer a full range of services. We do service and installation in residential, light commercial, light industrial. Wintertime is our normally slow time between Christmas and tax time, so we'd be more than happy to help anybody out.
What are some good tips you have for them, for just a homeowner? Maybe they're not wanting to buy, or maybe they're thinking about putting their house on the market in the next year. What can they do to make sure their systems are running properly?
Well, it's a good idea to have us come out twice a year, once in the fall and once in the spring. In the fall, we go through your furnace, change your filters, oil the motors, check the burners, clean the burners and the pilots. And in the spring, we wash all the condensers, check the refrigerant charge, blow the drains out, make sure all the electrical connections are tight and up to snuff. Just making sure your system's running. It's kind of like changing the oil in your car. If you don't change the oil in your car, it's eventually going to break down. If you don't service your heating and air conditioning system, it's going to leave you high and dry one day, usually when it's 0 degrees out or when it's 100 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Usually the most inconvenient times, and also, you know, without basic maintenance as well, I'm sure there can be further damage to systems as well, instead of just year in, year out getting the basic upgrades. You know, you could do some damage to your home as well as the system and then have to go through and rip that whole thing out.
Indeed, yeah. If you don't keep your burners clean, you know, it could lead to premature heat exchanger failure. If you don't keep your outdoor unit clean, your compressor could go out on you in the hottest months of the year.
Yeah, well, and you had mentioned just a moment ago, you know, obviously we'd love to say that the inspectors are the jack of all trades, but what is, you know, the best benefit of bringing an electrician and somebody that does heat and air or somebody that does specifics? What is that benefit?
Well, if you hire the right person, if they've been in business quite a while, they've seen it all. They know which units fail in which spots. They know where to look. They, like an electrician, would know an old Federal Pacific breaker box is bad news. And when you hire us, we take the time to look at everything. We even go under the house and in the attic and inspect the ductwork and let you know what it's fabricated of and make sure it's all intact.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, because, you know, with the inspectors, I'm sure they've got a basic idea of what they're looking for and things that would cause dangers. But you had mentioned, you know, especially if they've been in the area for a long, long time, it's like, man, I've seen houses like this. I've seen this same kind of structure. And, you know, it might be bad news or this might be bad wiring. And it's best to just bring in the specialist.
Yes,
Well, and a lot of times the inspector will refer to the specialist anyway. So we'll bring in the general inspector and the unit will be old, or, you know, really if there's any problem with it at all, that's what is going on the inspection. It's refer to a heat and air guy. So we'll bring Damon out to do the inspection, and then they're kind of really, the buyer then is paying, you know, the $300 for the inspection, and then on top of that another 80 or whatever you charge, you know. So I guess you could just start with that.
Yeah, you might spend a little more hiring the individual inspectors, but I think in the long run it would pay off for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then you gain that relationship as well, because, like you said, it's like a basic maintenance. You know, I'll give you a call in the fall time. I'm sure you guys would have my address. Just come on out and, you know, make it real quick, and create, you know, keep that relationship strong and keep your house, you know, healthy, I guess, quote unquote, mm-hmm. And you know, just keep it strong.
Well, something I didn't ask you earlier: do you guys do duct cleaning?
No, we don't. We don't offer duct cleaning. We kind of have our hands full doing what we do do.
So. Okay. So you just refer it out to somebody like ServPro or someone like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot to ask you that earlier.
A lot of people ask us that.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, you know, a lot of these houses in this part of the country are pretty old.
Do you recommend it?
Well, yes. If your house is 20 years old, it's probably not a bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, for whether it's somebody that's just moved in, even places that have rent, do you recommend to give a call? I mean, you can take your landlord's word for it, but do you recommend giving a call and having the place checked out when you first move in and rent and things like that, even on a rent basis, let alone just buy? But try and call those services, because, I mean, you can take your landlord's word for it, but sometimes it's best, again, to call in the specialist.
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea. Just don't expect your landlord to pay for it.
Certainly. Yeah, of course. No doubt about with that. So, well, hey, I know you've got your business down there. So here's another chance for you to give a nice plug. Where are you guys at? What's the phone number? How do we get a hold of Eck Heat and Air?
Yep, Eck Heat and Air have been in business since 1995. A little town called Daring between here and Independence. Phone number is 620-948-6250. Give us a call. We'd be more than happy to help you with your problems.
There you go. Again, the tip of the day is call in the specialists. Yep. Call in the specialists. Jessica, any final notes for our listeners out there today?
Well, I want to thank Damon for being here and for also being a sponsor of our magazine. So we have, I think, the only company in the area that has our own real estate magazine with our listings, full color magazine. So we're actually going to print in the next couple days. So be looking for that in your local grocery stores and in the good news. We'll distribute it through there. But Damon's one of our sponsors, so we want to thank you for your support.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and real quick, we'll give that trivia question one last time for our listeners to take the maybe even the week to answer, or however quick that you've been getting these responses there. What's that trivia question? And then one last time, how do we get a hold of you, Jessica, and where you guys are at?
Okay. A Cherryville High School student in 1890 submitted a composition for the contest, The Flag and the Public School. He submitted this to the Youth Companion magazine. Just a few years later, this would become our National Pledge of Allegiance. What was the name of the student?
There you go.
And you can get a hold of me, Jessica Hensley, at Heritage Homes Keller Williams Hometown Partners by going to our website at sekhhr.com. Or you can give us a call at our office at 620-688-6039.
It's Jessica Hensley with Let's Talk Real Estate in Southeast Kansas every Monday at 8:10. Jessica, we'll check in with you next week.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.